This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options, available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting www.888options.com. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast number 5, writing short-term calls against leaps.
Okay, leaps. What are leaps? Leaps are long-term equity anticipation securities. They're up to 2.5 years. We have 08s and 09s now, I believe. Different symbols and strikes. We have IBM, WIB, VIB, all types of strategies. We're going to look at the most basic strategy, the covered call, but we're going to tweak it a bit. And instead of using the stock as the asset, we're going to use the leap as the asset. So many of you are probably thinking, wow, that really changes things. And it does, because there's some advantages and there are disadvantages to it. As in any option strategy, you get advantages and disadvantages. So only you can weigh the advantages and disadvantages, see if it makes sense to you. So the traditional approach is buying stock and selling a short-term call. New idea is we're going to buy a leap and sell a short-term call. We have the stock. Stock is, let's say, $60, XYZ. The date, this date's a bit old, but it could be September 15th of any year. We have a leap option, and it's the XYZ 40 call at $24. And we have the slightly out of the money option, 2-month option, and it's trading at 2.25. What's one advantage of this strategy rather than buying the stock? You don't have to put up as much money because this asset's only going to cost us, this option's only costing us $24 less money up front. We're only spending $24 less rather than $60. This is going to require a little more active management though because we don't have the stock to deliver. We have a leap option. We're going to sell a short-term option, the NOV 65. Why do we buy the 40 call and not the 45 or 50 call? That it's a higher delta, that's exactly correct. Because in these leap, in the leap strategy, if I'm moderately bullish, that means that I think the stock's going up. Well, if the stock goes up, I want to make money. If I don't buy a leap with a that's deep in the money, I could, if I did this leap trade, I could, if I buy one that's at the money or slightly in the money, as the stock goes up, what would happen? The short-term option would actually appreciate much quicker than my longer-term option. I'd lose money when the stock went up. So I want to buy a deep in the money leap. That's very important. So I buy a 40 call. How much premium is in that 40 call? $4 is correct, right? I have the right to buy it at 40 out a couple years, trading at 24. Why? Because the time value still has $4 of premium in it. So it's pretty deep in the money. I sell a NOV 65. What do I want to happen? Where do I want the stock to go? 64.99, right? Steve Meisinger's rule. 1 penny under the strike price that I'm short. You want the stock to get very close to the strike price. If the stock stays unchanged, it's not necessarily a bad thing either, though. Because what happens if nothing goes on for 2 months? What happens to the NOV 65 call? Goes to zero. That's what I want, because I'm short it. What can I do then?
Sell another one.
So this is called a diagonal spread. Has anybody ever heard the term diagonal spread? A diagonal spread is defined as different strikes, different months, same underlying. Course, it's the same either call or put. So in this case, I'm using the 60 and 65, so those are different strikes. And I'm also using different months, so that is going to qualify as a diagonal spread. If I use the same strike prices, different months, what would that be? Calendar spread, time spread, calendar. Some considerations. All the questions that you're thinking about, I really can't answer. Most of them are broker specific. There are a lot of brokers out there, and you got to ask your broker how they handle certain trades. You may need, there's a minimum account balance, minimum net worth, possible experience requirement, additional paperwork. You may not be approved. You got to ask your broker. Basically, they're going to ask you some questions. They're going to want to know what your goals are, what your risk tolerances are, and they want to find out if this is appropriate for you. So they're trying to look out for their client's best interests. How can they help you? That's what they want to do, because they want you to be trading profitably for a long period of time. Now, if your broker, if you don't think that's the case, what can you do? You can get traded to another team. Go somewhere else. You're a free agent. You can go wherever you like. Go to the broker that meets your needs. That's the important thing. Find a broker that can help you based on your own goals and your own risk tolerances.
The next podcast in the series is OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast number 5, Writing Short-Term Calls Against Leaps.